July 27. Consider him. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Have you ever been tempted to give up on your faith? Maybe during a tough week, you've considered your circumstances and thought, none of this is working to my benefit. It's time to forget about Christianity and live as others live. In those moments, it's easy to look around and see our unbelieving friends, family, and co-workers living differently and more easily and seemingly having a great time. Envious glances allow doubt and disillusionment to creep in and steal our resolve to stay on the straight and narrow path. This was the experience of the psalmist Asaph. He had almost stumbled because he was envious of the arrogant when he saw the prosperity of the wicked who were always at ease. This, it appears, was also the experience of the Christians to whom the writer of Hebrews addressed himself. They had not yet had to shed blood in order to stand firm in the faith, but it was clear that the struggle against sin within and the struggle to withstand opposition from without were taking their toll. What should they do? Consider Jesus. The biblical antidote to faint-heartedness and weariness is to fix our eyes on him who endured hostility, who endured the cross in order to obtain the joy set before him. At some point in our lives, all of us will face unjust suffering in words, deeds, or circumstances, and we can admit that we don't want to take the dig in the ribs and the spikes in the shins. All of us will face the reality that we have not yet defeated the sins that we have struggled with for years and years. All of us will face days when we don't want to be in the race, when we're tempted to give up and drop out. What should you do on those days? Hear God's word saying, consider him. Consider the life of Christ, what it was like and where it led. He opened the door to glory. Now we walk the path behind him. Look at Jesus, who ran this race and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Day by day, no matter whether the course runs uphill or the wind feels full against us, we consider him and run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, and is published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.